Oh, dude, you know what?
What?
Bye, Petus.
We just didn't want to end.
No, that's all right.
I don't have anything to talk about.
I don't think this is a very good podcast at all.
And that's exactly like what his commentary is. They're not even jokes.
Oh, no, no.
This guy is funny.
Look how white he is.
Why does
he keep
his hot pockets? His breath is terrible.
Man, imagine if a stand-up comic's breath was so terrible that you could smell it in the crowd.
Oh, man. It's coming through the speaker. Freaking out the MP3?
More like smell-o-vision.
Did you listen to that part?
I did. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was good. Everyone was from...
It was a lot of stuff from his album, obviously, but...
Oh, yeah. But even the... Well, because I liked the Biscuit update on the Famous Bowls. It was pretty good.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Yeah, no, all of the material was old material, but, like, he talked to folks for a lot, and I liked that part of it, the spontaneity of it.
Mm-hmm. What was I going to say about him? Guess I forget. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Did I already tell you about that, a download of that Justice League comic that he wrote?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, he wrote a few comics, and this is Justice League special that he wrote. I haven't read it yet, but I was reading that he wrote it, and because he's a comedian, they, like, the artist, like, really kind of made it goofy, you know? Like, tried to goof it up in the art, but he was actually trying to not write such a goofy story.
Goop.
So, gooky. isn't that Garfield's,
What, his cousin or whatever?
No, his stuffed animal. No, you know what that is?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what he uses to unlock his butthole, the poo key.
Ugh.
Come on.
That's good.
All right.
You know, that Nermal still gives me a boner. I get a boner for Nermal all the time.
Was he supposed to be a girl or a boy?
Oh, I don't care. It doesn't matter. That was one hot cat.
Eyelashes. He was better looking than Arlene.
Yeah, and Arlene was... hot. She just had that permanently stoned, disdainful, just...
Did she have lipstick?
I think so. Wait, who are we talking about?
The cat? The girl cat? Isn't that Arlene?
Oh, no. I was thinking of the chick that John used to date.
The vet?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What's her name? Something. Okay, that's too much edamame.
Arlene Sorkin?
That's who I was thinking of.
Remember when... wait, who came first in that show? Arlene Sorkin or Tawny Katane? Do you know what I'm talking about at all? America's Funniest People with Dave Coulier? Remember that?
I'm trying. No, I don't...
It came after America's Funniest Home Videos.
Did not know Tawny Katane ever had a show.
She was a co-host on it with him.
Huh.
She may have been the first one, I'm not too sure.
Boy. No, I don't remember that show.
Yeah, rough. It was bad. Because, like, America's Funniest Home Videos was always, like, people sending in their funny videos of shit that happened. And it may or may not be funny, but America's Funniest People was people sending in their videos of them trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know.
Fail.
Yep. It was basically, it was like YouTube before YouTube.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, send in your questions and comments.
Whoa, uh-oh. No. None of that.
All right. Well, I don't know if I got time to put this together. What are you watching, Cooking Show there?
No, I'm looking at all of Sarah's launches from last week.
Oh, I see. It's the best website on the internet.
It is a good one, but it's shelled edamame and a few pistachios, but like... Mm-hmm. Like, why not shell the pistachios? Because you're getting confused with the edamame, you're crunching. But she must have. It's like 50 pods worth of. It's just. It's all like I don't know. Like, just call it beans then. You're just having beans. If it doesn't have the little suit, I don't think it's edamame. What do you think?
You could be right about that. That's my de facto answer to...
Tom de facto?
When you kind of don't know if you can... If it starts to sort of become an argument and you don't really want to get into it, and you don't want to say, well, you're wrong, and here's why, just like, oh, yeah, you might be right. And that's how you deal with crazy people, like on the bus and stuff who start telling you stuff, and you just don't, and you're like, hey, yeah, maybe you're right about that, because it gives them a certain amount of satisfaction in saying, like, I'm not saying I agree with you, but that's kind of what it sounds like to the person, like, okay, you understand my point, and you're on board. I'm like, oh, you might be right.
Well, I...
You could be right about anything. The moon could be smaller than an elephant.
Yeah. It's not, though. It's just dumb.
Yeah, there's not nearly enough pistachio in that mix there.
No.
There's like two pistachios? Come on.
And that's a lot of bean. I mean, that's... Think of
the... I would mix it up. I would mix them all together. That'd be a good little...
Nuts and beans.
Sure.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love, man, if I had one of those lunchbox things, fuck, I would love putting up shit that I had no intention of eating as lunch. You know, like, like one all full of ketchup and one just peeled garlic.
One wads of chewed up chewing gum, like used chewing gum.
Yeah.
Like, this is for later. You know, like four different ones, like a Big Red, a Double Mint.
Yeah. Maybe like a spring roll style, like a spring roll full of old gum.
Chips and gum.
Yep.
Man, yeah, that's the way. If you want to swallow gum and you can't do it, sometimes you can't do it. It's a hard thing to swallow, I think.
Yeah.
But if you ever want to do it, you eat a couple of potato chips. It breaks the gum down. It, like, that's the natural predator to gum, I think, is potato chips. And it breaks it up and it makes it, like, pasty enough that you can eat it all. Oh, you got to go?
No, it's not that I have to go, but we should stop because we're gonna like, use up all of this week's funny right now and then...
Oh, I'm still recording. This is bonus track.
Parse it.
Yeah, okay, so if you're enjoying this bonus track, if you enjoy it...
No, don't put it on today. Slip it in tomorrow, like when I'm all like... I had to go to work last night. I'm fucking gonna kill everyone. You know, how I get.
Okay, fine. Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah.
Okay, no, fine. Yes, if you're enjoying this bonus track, send $3 to my house.
No, if you're enjoying this, post... some comments and say that you're enjoying it, and then we won't do a show tomorrow. We'll be like, hey, that was good enough. They were satisfied with it.
Yeah.
We may not do a show tomorrow because you got bonus material.
Well, everyone's all behind.
What we should do is, like, if you're listening to this on the day of, hit pause now and save the rest for later because we ain't doing the next one for a while.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's what we should. The instructions in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Trying to stop for it to go. Trying to see a tank.
All right. Well, I'm in the church.
Hey, everybody! It's the Spy vs. Spy podcast once again.
Talking show in your faces, on your places, on your plates, and in your faces,
in your privates.
Around the back and up the top and greasy weevils all in your orify. That's spying.
Up high, down low, round the back too slow. What
bacon
is a bacon
dragon?
Bacon dragon, oh my god. Is that our new band name?
Yeah.
It better be.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Get on it.
All right.
Tuesday, 8:14:07.
Yeah.
Finally.
I thought we could talk about last night's Pirate Master episode.
Hey, no.
Phil finds me on the chat and he's all, hey, can you look up on Wikipedia Pirate Master and find out how many episodes there are? Because I don't want it to be spoiled for me.
Because
that is the danger of looking up things. When you miss an episode, if you ever look it up, you will have it spoiled for you if it's a spoiler possible.
If it's spoilable in any way. I was it was, you know, it was back when it was still on regular TV because Pirate Master went web only.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Which is when they say that, it makes it sound like it's a feature, you know?
No. Yeah, I know.
It's more like, no, we got shit canned and The only,
to avoid some angry letters.
Yeah, because people are going to, whatever show it is, no matter how crappy, there's going to be a certain amount of people who think it's the coolest, and they're going to be super into it. So if you take
or
it
off.
Or
at least want to finish.
Well, yeah, they want full release.
Because we watched that one show, Vanish, that was on Fox, and we watched the first million episodes of it, and it started to get kind of crappy, but at the same time, we still wanted to, like, know. Because it was a mystery show. We wanted to know who kidnapped whatever, and we wanted to know. So we watched all the wobisodes of it.
Mobisodes.
Totally crapped out, but I mean, at the same time, it's like I didn't want to have that lingering plot thread dangling.
No,
causing strokes down the line.
I don't know. It seems to me it's a little easier to forget about a plot show than it is a game show.
I guess, yeah.
You commit to a game show, yeah. Because, like, there's no closure at the end of any. Like, any reality game show type show, there's no closure at the end of the episode. You have to continue watching until the season is over, because that's when the only closure comes. But a regular TV drama or something will always have some amount of closure at the end of an episode, don't you think?
Yep.
So.
I was at work one night, and I accidentally looked up The Pirate Master when the night it was on, like an hour after it was on. And I didn't realize that I was looking at it after one I hadn't seen aired, and just instantly, just like, boom, spoiled.
Yep, that's true. Those are shows designed to be talked about around the water cooler the next day.
Yeah, I guess. The wiki cooler.
The eyewash station.
Yeah. that'd be good.
Also known as a water cooler. Any water cooler can be an eyewash station.
Yeah, it's all angles. It's all, yeah.
And, depends how tall you are and how strong you are.
And how bad you want that stuff out of your eyes.
That's right. what if all you had was one of those heated ones? Heats the water so you can have your tea?
Yeah. Oh, I really do like that.
If you had acid splashed in your eye... And you needed to,
water,
or whatever it was, and all you had was boiling water or your own spit.
Boy.
And just constantly just trying to spit into a jar as fast as you can and put it over
urine.
Your eyeball.
There's urine.
There is urine. I don't think we talked about this on the show. We were having this discussion a few days ago. If you had to drink your own urine, I know we talked about eating your own poop. That's old hat.
Yeah.
If you had to drink your own urine, and you had your choice, you can have it. Okay, you'll have a glass to put it in, but would you drink it fresh from the source, like warm, or would you rather drink it room temperature? You can't. There's no refrigeration because obviously, if it was ice cold, when beverages are ice cold, they don't taste as strong, sort of.
Right.
So ideally, that's what you would want to do if you didn't want to taste it. But what would you do? Drink it fresh, but warm, or room temperature?
Is it possible for me to add a little diced onion and a little...
Only if you eat it first.
Only if I eat it first?
Yeah, if it will flavor your pee inside your body.
Oh.
Then that's allowed, but you can't add anything. You got a glass. It's all you get. So you can either have it right now, or you can wait for it to be room temperature. What do you choose?
I choose body temperature.
Really?
Largely for your bragging rights, I guess. It's like, since I'm already going so far as to drink my urine, I would rather be like, yeah, you need to drink my own hot piss.
Yeah.
Rather than like, no, I sat around and fretted while it...
Well, if you're going to do that, you'd probably just try to drink it right from the source, wouldn't you?
Right from the source. I wouldn't spill a drop. I'd been... Man, that's...
Would you do it in the bathtub?
I don't think I'd have to, no.
All right. Cool. Well, we'll be taking video of this, and we'll have a video episode up. We'll put it on YouTube.
Yep. Gotta get my pixelated wing wing tattoo.
That's right. No one will ever see it because it'll be taken. It won't be ever make it on there. But
yeah.
What's that site that's all the like removed YouTube videos? Need to find out what that is.
Remutu, Ubuntu,
Ubuntu.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
how about them G.I. Joes? You know, the thing about the G.I. Joe, when I was a kid, you know what I wanted when I was a kid?
What's that?
I wanted toys of all of my, of all my favorite, rocker groups.
You did?
Very badly. And
the Mini Pops, and Hanson, and,
What?
What?
I was already a full-grown man by the time Hanson was around.
Oh.
Yeah. But,
But they are still one of your favorite rock groups, and you still wish you had toys of them.
Yes.
Okay.
For the bedroom. No, but I wanted them all in the same scale. I wanted, TV show characters and the rock bands and superheroes and everything.
Right, I think we talked about this before. Scale. How there should just be a figure of anything ever and make them all interchangeable. And yeah,
I
so
still
if you
think about it,
if you want Han Solo to be the front man of Kiss,
yes,
you could do that. Or if you alternately, if you wanted Kurt Cobain to star in the Honeymooners.
Yeah,
that's good
great.
Times.
Yeah, exactly.
That's,
yeah. No. Yeah.
And you know what? It's not necessarily violent toy or gender specific.
Nope,
everybody
exactly.
loves TV.
Sure.
And even if you didn't have TV, like if your parents were against TV, you could still get the toys and act out your own episode of Friends where Boss Hogg comes to town.
Download the scripts and then.
Oh sure.
Shuffle them.
Oh man, and then you could make a show and call it Robot Chicken.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
There
really.
Was another childhood fantasy tainted by modern televisions.
Yeah, I wish Robert Chicken. I wish Robot Chicken was better.
Oh, me too.
It's like it's not even as clever as Family Guy, you know?
No.
Which is a bit of a problem.
It would be nice because they definitely. Oh, man, there was a couple of Transformers ones where I'm like, man, they went to an awful lot of work to make this look as good as it does.
Yeah.
And then really shortchanged it on any kind of joke.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. That's, who was I listening to, Jackson Publick, it's not his real name, but it's the inventor of Venture Brothers. Mm-hmm. He was being interviewed on The Sound of Young America, and they were talking about how, like, that show is full of kind of, like, old kitsch and nostalgia kind of stuff, but mm-hmm. it doesn't rely on that as the joke, you know?
No, yeah.
So they were kind of...
smoothed in.
Yeah, they were kind of taking shots at Family Guy and Robot Chicken and shows
like
that.
Those shows are lazy.
They are. Like, they're, like, Family Guy is a funny show. It's good. It's a good TV program, but... It does. It's lazy a lot of the time, and it relies too much on just the hey, look.
Hey, remember Snarf Quest?
Yes,
Snarf Quest.
Exactly.
And then,
so.
I remember this one time when I was watching Snarf Quest.
Peter.
Uh oh. Art's fucking secret identity's revealed.
Yeah, we are. This is not two guys doing a radio show that you'd never heard of. It's actually just another Seth MacFarlane project.
I'm his butt fat.
Yes.
Oh man.
You do it. You're better at that one. Just do
what
that.
The Stewie one?
Yeah, can you do that?
Yeah, I don't bet it doesn't sound good over the Jukal talk though.
No, it sounds pretty bad actually. We're trying a new thing today. If you're wondering what's
horrible.
We're recording this over the Google Talk. We thought we'd give it a shot. You know, why not? But, you sound almost exactly the same. But, yeah, I don't know. Skype was acting up. I think we need to try and switch back to that old version of Skype.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Should be old. Is that old? Is that still around?
Yeah, totally. But there's, you know how many different versions of Skype there are?
100.
Yeah, there is like 100 on there, seriously.
1.0 to 1.100.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They still haven't made version 2 yet, have they?
Version
numbers seem so arbitrary to me.
Yes.
Yeah, 1.1.001.
Yep.
Yeah. It start looking like IP addresses.
Yeah.
That's what our pee drinking competition will be called.
Okay. I like it.
I don't know.
You know, there's a continent. It's one of the lesser-known continents.
Antarctica?
No, that one's actually pretty popular. There's, let me see.
Mexico?
America, Canada, England, Africa.
Japan. Asia.
Antarctica, Arctica,
Greenland,
Iceland.
Atlantis. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Savage Land.
Pangaea. Oh, yeah. Genosha.
Genosha. Latveria.
Yeah, yeah. So those are all the big continents. But there's one that's forgotten sometimes in the grand scheme of things. In the grind scheme of things.
Oh, really?
And it's Austria.
Yes.
We're the Australians.
They're Austro-Hungary over there.
Australopithecus.
Yeah.
And, no, but I ordered some, what are they called over there? What? Decal sticks? What are they called? Snaps. Pinback snaps. What are they? Badgers. Velcro.
Badgers.
I ordered some badgers from Australia. You know, pins, buttons.
Yeah.
Pokies.
Yeah.
Pokey pictures.
Yeah.
Know?
Right. Got it.
And so I ordered some of them from Iva Star Trek, the world renowned. You know?
Yeah.
He's that guy who does all of his comics from bed.
Wouldn't you just feel like an asshole if you found out that he was bedridden?
Monoplegic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Bed riddance to good rubbish.
Yikes.
So yeah, but yeah, no, I ordered some pins from him and they're delightful. There's his face guys, you know.
Mm-hmm. Facebook.
Red one and a yellow one and a blue one.
Yep.
Oh man, he should get on that. He should set up a fake Facebook for Face.
Oh, I think he already went on a real one for the real it.
Oh. Alright. Well then, yep. Then it's horrible.
Beard book.
Beard book?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm gonna grow one and get on that.
Yeah, alright.
So, but he sent me a little candy along with my purchase.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, added.
Maybe you should tease this and then we should take a break.
Okay. And so, I want to eat it.
Australio candy coming up after the break. Enjoy this message.
Remember, every time you breathe out
and use a
smoked salmon,
someone else may be breathing in.
Excellent.
Try Breath Saver sugar-free mints with a core of confidence and share them.
So we're going to pick this back up.
Yeah, and we're
so the candy that I've sent me, brace yourself, humans.
Yeah.
Okay. If you've never heard of this, then you can get ready to vomit.
Okay.
No, it's a musk flavored lifesavers.
It musk be shrimp.
Musk. They smell like a head shop, completely and totally. They smell exactly like
a head shop.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
What do you guys call that there?
Peter.
What?
Peter.
Peter Griffin. No, it's like
fucking stupid. A dongle, we call it.
A dongle?
Dinglehofer?
Really? You know, where do you guys go to buy a... Suppose you need to get a water pipe and perhaps some rolling papers and also a blacklight poster. Oh. And some devil sticks.
I don't really know what you call that. I guess you call that a head shop. I didn't know. Is that short for dead? Yeah. Is that short for deadhead?
Not entirely sure. So why do you guys call it? Why is this place named a head shop? There's a place around here called like Totally Hype Creations, you know? And like it's like a giant THC with like small letters representing the rest of the words and stuff.
Right. You got it.
It's classy. Classy.
Like Freddie Blassie.
But anyway, that's what this smells like to me, man. It smells like... Oof. Boy. It smells like some of the folks I used to hang out with in the Santa Cruz there.
Uh-huh.
With their Birkenstocks and their dreadlocks and their...
Dread.
Oh, it's good. It smells... not a food smell. It's not a food smell by a long shot.
So, what does the packaging look like?
Now, the packaging looks like as though they would taste like cool breeze, kind of like fruit smoothie, kind of... It's like... It's pink.
and in blue, and it's got a swirly lightsabers logo, and then like it's got like this wave of pink, and then it says Musk, and I thought for sure when I picked it up it said Mist or something, because it does not, like, Musk to me is brown, is a brown smell.
Sierra Musk.
Yeah. It looks like it's got any kind of fruit going on for sure, you know? But
what exactly is musk, and like, isn't it horse penis sweat?
Well, no, it's it's, but it is the smell of animals.
Yeah,
you know, how is that produce it?
The glands.
Not the glands, but the gland is.
Okay. So, why would there be a flavor of it? Why is that something that you would ever ingest?
Or intend to? I don't know.
The flavor is I accidentally licked an animal.
Yeah.
And then decided it was not bad and decided to put the whole thing in my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm just trying.
I don't know. I have.
Is there other? What I want to know is, and maybe some Australians can pipe in, give us a call. Is musk a common flavor for things? Is it?
Apparently, why don't I go ahead and read the letter that I got from Ian here, because it does indicate that it's not a letter; it's more of a tiny card.
A note.
Brian, calm down. Calm down.
We don't have time for this. We don't have time.
Okay. I hear you guys don't have musk as a candy fravel over there, and that's bogus. These aren't a great example, but they're the most sendable. The best are musk sticks, which taste the same, but way softer. Like, a bit harder than fudge, but with a slight chalky musk texture.
Well, you can't use musk as a description when you're describing musk. What?
Or a texture. I don't know.
Yeah, what is... It's got a real smoky texture to it, doesn't it?
Yep.
What?
Totally.
Okay.
I don't know. It's got a kind of a chocolatey feel. So that's what I got. I have not tried them, and I am not about to.
Are not about to?
Because first... Well, I am about to, but I'm not about to, because I'm about to. Come here, boy.
Warm it up, Chris.
Come here, Spencer. I want you to try this candy now. Right. Here you go. Just pop that in your mouth and tell me what you think. Come here.
I bet he spits it out.
Hear what you think about it. What do you think? Really?
Yeah.
You're into it?
What does it
taste like? You don't know? All right.
So it's that original of a flavor that it doesn't taste like anything else that we have in North America.
Yeah.
But maybe something like they have in Mexico.
Huh. Well, I guess Spencer definitely doesn't have the association with the smell that I do. I mean, I got a lot of history with the smell.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah. But that's going to be his introduction to that smell, you know. One day.
Yeah.
When he's 11.
Yeah, totally. When he's at the head shop with all of his chums when he's 11, he's like, man, this smells just like I was doing the talking show when I was watching Jimmy Neutron.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Oh. Well, now I'm like, oh, God. I'm like...
You better get a Maltagoya on standby in case you need to cleanse the palate.
I got a little bit of coffee left here, but I got an entire Milky Way Midnight that maybe I can choke down after this. Oh, you know, speaking of candy bar, before I pop this in my mouth, I was reading Making Comics, the Scott McCloud book, and he said something in there about our good friend Drew Wang's drawing implements, you know?
Okay.
Wing Wang?
Sure.
And he said that Drew could get a good line out of a chocolate bar. Snickers bar. Drew could get a good line out of a Snickers bar.
Really?
Oh, that's so nice.
Wow.
I love him.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You can get a good line if I suck his dink.
I wish Drew was in the Daily Grind. I'd love to see what kind of turds he'd be chugling out right now. If he was still under the gun like that.
Fully rendered and hatched stick figures. A triangle talking to a circle with like a seascape.
Yep.
In space.
Okay. I'm going to try this. You ready?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Do it up.
Not a food taste at all. Potpourri. Oh. It's just okay. Oh, no way. I see now. Oh, no.
I can't. What are they? What color are they, by the way? White?
Pink.
They're pink. Like what? Pink. What shade of pink? Are they clear kind of, like a regular lifesaver, or are they opaque like a wintergreen?
Yeah, they're opaque like that. Yeah, it's definitely, if you take a wintergreen one and make it pink, and it's
like bright pink.
Mm-mm. God.
You're gonna finish it though, right?
Oh, yeah, I'll finish it. It's funny because there's a couple notes to the flavor that I can definitely taste. There's candy in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Was totally being choked out by this incest taste.
Uh-huh. So,
all right, thanks. I have good job.
Recommended for children only.
Yeah, recommended to someone who's never smelled incense, I guess. Or what? It's like eating flowers. It's perfumey, kind of. It's maybe it's growing on me. I don't think I'm ever gonna finish this roll. But I bet I know 7 more people. Oh, all right. Yeah, highly recommended. Everyone, go out and
go out and have an Australian send you some.
Yes, yeah, it's well, I did look at. I had to make sure that he didn't make these, you know.
Make them?
Yeah.
Out of what?
So I looked them up online.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he soaked some lifesavers in some something and something and printed up the label, you know?
Yeah.
Can I save some of this for later? Can I remove this from my mouth? No.
Hey, you do what you like, man. It's your day.
Okay, now that my like entire sinus, nose, brain, taste, bud, system, throat is like inundated with this musky fog, now that like that part is over with, the actual like flavory taste of the candy is actually pretty good. I'm confused. I still don't know how I feel.
Musky fog is when I become a lounge singer. That's what my nickname's gonna be.
The musky fog.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm into it.
And yours will be the.
I want to be the
crotch fog.
The burlap fume.
Yeah.
Hamina.
The musky breath.
Musky.
You should eat one of those and kiss your wife.
No. No.
That would involve kissing your wife.
Today. No, it's not that, but she smelled them yesterday and she's like, the gack. Yeah.
Smell my gack?
Yep.
Remember Smell Ooh. My Gack?
Yeah, I do. I never had any gack.
No, I had a little bit once.
The closest I had to gack was the first... What?
Phloem?
No, the, when the, first, of the, you know, or 90s, late 80s, early 90s, no, it was early 90s, Marvel
Ghostbuster Slime?
Came out.
Oh.
There was the, Venom that came with the black gack that you could squirt through his chest.
Yuck.
If you pushed really hard.
Yeah.
And it didn't... It was supposed to kind of ooze out, you know, like the costume and stuff and whatnot. But, like, you had to push so hard that it really just kind of pooped out in this ribbon.
Made a big loaf.
Not even a big loaf, because it was such a small hole in his chest that it came out of, that it was more like fish shit. Kind of, you know, how like... If you ever see fish in a fish tank, it's got that little trail of shit.
Shouldn't they have put like a Play-Doh hair salon, like shower head or something, like multiple holes?
Yeah. Yep. But then that would have messed up his chest logo. So
I see.
Not a whole lot to Venom's character design as it is. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh. Oh. Got to rinse my mouth out with an ashtray or something.
Man, imagine what it would taste like if you didn't smoke.
Oh, God. Don't say that. Take back those words, Brian.
All right. Well, I guess we should. I guess we should get out of here.
Okay. It was good to know you.
Still is.
Yeah, it is. Well, everyone, tell you what. If you listen to the show, press A, and then we'll know. You don't gotta send us a comment or write us a thing, but just push A if you heard the show.
Check the box.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. you take us on home. I'm swooning. I gotta.
This has been Spy vs. Spy Podcast. That's Phil and Brian by Petus.